Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. I want to show you how brutal this interview is as it plays out live on Fox News. This is one of Trump's most important, most favored Senate candidates, Ken Paxton. But he's not doing too hot in the state of Texas, which has generally been red in the past. Democrats have been chipping away at it for years. And now we finally have a uniquely strong candidate in James Tallarico, who also was interviewed by Fox News and asked some very tough questions. And he maneuvered around them in a very savvy and careful way. Now, when Ken Paxton is interviewed by Fox News, it is just rough. We are 54 days out from the midterms. Republicans have tried to rig it by redistricting Texas, by passing the unconstitutional SAVE Act to disenfranchise voters, to pass a ban on mail-in ballots. They failed at it all, so now they are trying very hard to get their candidates out there. And look at how Fox News exposes all of Ken Paxton's corruption by just playing a long list of his fraud charges, of his impeachments, of his staff members, of all of this. It's kind of comical. I want you to take a look. And as always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will be debating conservative commentator CJ Pearson in Nashville on Saturday. So grab tickets below if you're near Nashville.
He talks about it every campaign stop, and sometimes in these commercials, is what he says is corruption. And he goes down a list of legal troubles you've had. Just putting me on the screen here, just so everybody can see, there was an indictment on security fraud charges in 2015. Charges dropped after reaching a pretrial agreement. Federal fraud charges announced in 2016. Federal judge dismisses that case in 2017. Accused by staff members in 2020 of accepting bribes and abusing power. Impeached by the Republican Texas House over accusations of misuse of power. Acquitted by the Texas State Senate of the impeachment articles and ordered to pay four former employees $6.6 million in 2025 for violating Texas Whistleblower Act. I mean, it's a long list here, but as you look at that and you talk to voters who may be concerned about this, watching these commercials, what do you say?
Well, look, when you're fighting, they come after you. Look at Donald Trump. He had many more indictments than I did. He had two impeachments. I went through a very similar process as him. When you go after things that protect the people of your state, they come after you. And none of those things were proven. They all, if you'll notice, they were all dismissed or they're gone.
This guy has a total lack of charisma, and he's not very convincing. His pitch isn't very convincing. Yeah, they come after you. The people coming after him were Republicans, his own staffers. Like, look at this. It literally says, accused by seven staff members of accepting bribes and abusing power. Impeached by Republican Texas House. So he was accused by Republicans and his Republican staff members. It's not the other side or the deep state trying to throw him under the bus. He also has nothing to show for it. Now let's check out how Tallarico dealt with similar tough questioning on Fox News. They were asking him about a bunch of culture war issues. It's really interesting, the dichotomy here, right? Ken Paxton had power, and he used that power to benefit himself and take money out of the hands of his voters. Tallarico made some, like, cringy comments in 2019 where he was a little bit hyperbolic, and that is the biggest story regarding his campaign. It's wild, but in this clip, Tallarico talks about trans athletes.
About biological men competing in women's sports. That's a big deal here in Texas.
That's right, and I oppose trans athletes playing in girls' sports if it endangers safety or fairness. Every sport has to be safe and fair. As a former public school teacher, I care a lot about our student athletes. I care a lot about our students. And so I will oppose trans athletes playing in girls' sports if it risks safety or fairness.
I feel like that's a really solid answer because he adds a qualifier. He says, if it endangers safety or fairness, then he opposes it. But there are cases in which it doesn't. You can go on a case-by-case basis. And this sparked an entire discourse on Twitter. One person that's more hardline said, "It turns out, give Democrats a choice of capitulate to fascism or support minority groups, they'll always end up capitulating to fascism. It's a shame they don't stand with the trans community." But someone responded and said, "Not to use a sports metaphor, but there's a concept called plate discipline, and more people in politics desperately need it. Tallarico made a rational, compassionate statement that reflects where most voters are, especially in Texas. Calling that capitulating to fascism is childish politics, masquerading as moral seriousness. You win elections by persuading people who don't already agree with you. You make voters feel safe voting for you and show them you'll govern for them too." I am incredibly confident that James Tallarico supports trans rights and supports human dignity across the spectrum. I think he's just being nuanced in his take. He's saying if there's a situation in which fairness is endangered, then we can talk about it. We can have that conversation. But overall, it shouldn't be blanket. Now, to continue right here, Ken Paxton can't handle the heat whatsoever. Man, this guy absolutely sucks. He's then asked about Donald Trump's $5,000 per American, you know, idea, which would cost $1.3 trillion. And it's a very sloppy way of helping Americans. There's way better ways to redistribute. Ken Paxton is asked about it. Then Fox News calls him out and says, "Your website says you're a fiscal conservative, though. What's that about, man?"
Let me ask you about the president's pledge to give every American adult citizen a $5,000 dividend if Republicans maintain control of Congress. Where are you on that?
I clapped.
You clap.
I clap because, look, the government takes too much of our money. People are hurting. This is a way to help people with higher gas prices, higher energy costs, and higher food prices. So I'm a fan of the government. And look, they say the deficit will go up, but when you deliver money back to people, they spend it and create more tax revenues.
Yeah, but you've got this thing on your website. Ken Paxton is a strong fiscal conservative who will fight to cut taxes, stop wasteful spending that has led to our nation being in debt, over $36 trillion in debt. That's more now. After 4 years of Joe Biden causing skyrocketing inflation and declaring war on American energy, you'll help bring down the cost. I mean, arguably, the critics of this move would say, one, it increases the deficit and debt. Two, it would really spike inflation.
So you saw what it was on my website. I said I want to cut taxes and cut the deficit. So I want to stop the spending, but I want to start returning more of what you earn to the taxpayer.
Wait, this makes no sense whatsoever. You want to cut taxes, which means less revenue coming in, but also cut the deficit, which means it's more balanced. I don't think he understands what he's saying here. And it seems like even Brett Baer of Fox News is a little bit skeptical about all of this. Let's watch another clip of Brett Baer talking to Ken Paxton about how Donald Trump doesn't like the way that he looks.
He may not dress right, he may not talk exactly perfectly, and he may not be the best looking guy I've ever seen. But you know what he is? He's the greatest attorney general in America, and he deserves to be your next senator.
God bless Texas.
President Trump last night, the Texas Senate race could be one of the most pivotal in the November midterms. Democratic nominee James Tallarico is facing Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. Last night, we had an interview with Tallarico here on Special Report. Tonight, we welcome in the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Sir, welcome. That's not the average endorsement that you get. What was your take on the president's delivery there?
Look, he's funny. He's almost like a stand-up comedian at times. So, you know, if you're friends with him, he sometimes gives you a hard time. I'm sure he's done that with you before.
Yes, he has. How do you...
This is rather brutal for Ken Paxton. I mean, the intro to his Fox News interview is Donald Trump just ragging on the way that he looks. You know, it wasn't easy for James Tallarico either. He had a rough interview too, but he was able to maneuver through it in such a savvy and mature way. Look at this. It's kind of a clever pivot right here. They ask him about six biological sexes, and he pivots and says, "I want to talk about $6 diesel." It's pretty good. He owns up to what he said in the past, and he pivots away.
During the 2021 hearing, you said there are six biological sexes. Do you still believe that, standing here with me right now?
No. I've missed the mark on some of my past statements. I will be the first to admit it. What I meant is that there are two sexes, and then there's a small percentage of people with genetic abnormalities. I obviously didn't say it correctly. There are not six sexes. There are two. And I think the reason that politicians in that convention center across the street want to talk about six Texas is because they don't want to talk about $6 diesel. Everywhere I go across the state of Texas, people are struggling to survive in this economy. They are struggling to afford the basics, groceries, gas, utilities, healthcare. And that's what I'm going to be focused on.
This is amazing messaging, especially for the state of Texas. I know I'm already going to get comments and people saying that he's not sufficiently progressive enough. James Tallarico is very, very progressive. And there's also the political reality of running in Texas. At the end of the day, Democrats need to have a large tent. We need to have a super majority with our politicians. We can have people like Zohran Mamdani in New York, with people like Andy Beshear in Kentucky, who's a popular governor, with people like Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, while also having a James Tallarico. It is a large majority, as long as we're all pushing in the right direction and fighting against fascism. The Republican convention tonight is an absolute mess. Beyond the Ken Paxton of it all, Ted Cruz is bombing.
When Abdul al-Sayed says he has a, quote, obligation to comply with Sharia law, he means it.
Wait a minute. Do you guys hear this? This is the crazy part about this clip. Someone in the audience yells, he should be shot two times in a row during this clip. It is a MAGA member at the Republican convention yelling, he should be shot. You can hear it if you listen behind. I'll have my editor bump up the volume, too.
Obligation to comply with Sharia law. He means it. And when James Tallarico says he wants to dismantle capitalism, he means it.
Someone says twice, he should be shot. And then when he says James Tallarico, he goes, he should be shot. This is disgusting, despicable stuff. And I'm going to leave it there. We're going to keep covering the Republican convention and everything beyond. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.